On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join pastor and author David Lee with his daily devotional, A Word for You Today, which seeks to meet church members right where they are.
Romans 8 and verse 6 from the New International Version of the Bible says, "The mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace." Once you give in to stinking thinking, your mood dips, you lose energy, God seems distant, prayer seems pointless, sin looks tempting, and your outlook in life becomes bleak. When that happens, you become so focused on how you feel, you don't realize it's your thinking that's causing you to feel that way. It happens to the best of us. Look at Elijah the prophet. The high point in his career was when God called down fire from heaven and defeated the prophets of Baal. It was a Super Bowl-sized victory. Then one word came from Jezebel, "You killed my prophets." Well, guess what? Now I'm going to kill you. As a result, Elijah plunged headlong into fear. He felt worthless. "I am no better than my ancestors." He felt hopeless. He ran for his life. He felt isolated. "I'm the only one left." He felt unable to cope. "I have had enough." He wanted to die when he said, "Take my life." So how did God respond to Elijah? In four simple ways. The first way is that he helped him begin to eat right and get proper rest. The second thing God did was he spoke to Elijah in a still small voice, reassuring him and giving him courage. The next thing God did was he assured Elijah that he was not alone, because God says, "I have 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal." And then the last thing he did is that he gave Elijah another mission to fulfill. There will always be a Jezebel threatening to undo the best efforts and bring you down. The key is learning to control your thinking.
For more information on A Word for You Today, visit wjou.org.